Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugia,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow,
Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Alaknarechamute.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Aaron Selbig. This week on AK, the mailboat. Living in a small town can be tough, but living in a small town without even a small grocery store is a special type of challenge. On the southern tip of Baranof Island in Southeast, there are three tiny communities like this. Residents rely on a mailboat that travels 80 miles from Sitka for supplies, and when the mail arrives twice a week, it's not just a delivery, it's an event. Diana Saverin took a ride on the mailboat and has this story.
So, how's things?
I got your box.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. I can go fishing again. I didn't realize that.
Davy Castle, a man with a brown mustache, green fedora, and a quick smile, brings the mail and anything else people might need on one of his two boats, the Eyak and the Silver Arrow, from Sitka each week.
Groceries and beer, fuel are the, you know, required commodities. Anything else, and we haul everything, wrestling mats, you name it. Everything you see, and when we go down there, most all of it has come on the Eyak over the years, actually. There's very little of it that hasn't.
Davy has been making this trip for almost 20 years. The communities he visits are Port Armstrong, Port Alexander, and Little Port Walter. One is a hatchery, one is a town, and one is a NOAA research site. All have year-round populations of under 30 people. With only one family currently living in Little Port Walter and 13 people in Port Armstrong. He's their official U.S. Postal Service mailman, one of the few that travels by sea in the country. The families requested him in the 90s, after planes continually got backed up because of weather difficulties in the southeast. And now, every person in town looks forward to Davy's arrival. Noah Gangle works at the hatchery in Port Armstrong.
I feel good every time I wake up in the morning and I see the EX here. Oh, Santa! You know, it's great. But it also can drive you crazy waiting for the Eyak. I mean, not to say that, you know, he only makes, you know, one or two trips a week. And like any Christmas, it'll drive you crazy.
The Santa Claus comparison is one a lot of residents in the towns make. Teresa Abbas lives in Port Walter. She says her five-year-old may truly believe in Southeast Alaska's version of Santa Claus, who goes by sea instead of sleigh.
I think that's the coolest thing about having Davy come by. Every Saturday is a huge thing for her especially. It's like, Davy's here. When's Davy coming? Davy's here. And I gotta go see him. You know, it's like he's Santa Claus, and she thinks that he brings and buys all the groceries and all of that stuff. How did Davy know what we needed for groceries?
While Davy's bringing of letters and live animals does not hinge on the supernatural, Davy makes sure he arrives on time, or as close as possible. He knows people are counting on him. In the winter, this can seem like a miraculous feat.
Well, the big fear and the real serious scenario is you get so much ice that your boat rolls over because it becomes top heavy. One time I got probably 3 inches of ice all over, just completely coating the whole, every part that wasn't in the water. So I just knew that we absolutely, our lives depended on that engine keeping working. Usually like that, a little more margin than that.
And once he makes it safely to any of the three communities, Davy transports more than just letters and supplies. He brings music too. He plays the harmonica, the steel string guitar, the resonator guitar, and the mandolin almost everywhere he goes.
And he's like the traveling minstrel too.
In the past couple of years, he has been teaching kids, as well as some adults in the communities, to play music. As soon as he arrives, the kids pull out their various instruments. They head to the docks, waiting for Davy to finish unloading the mail so he will start playing with them on the boardwalk.
You know, it's just a melody. Yeah. But then after a while, you can blend them where you're doing chord.
Slowly, he's building quite the band in these communities.
It's fun. That's the fun part for me, is to stimulate everyone's imagination. Try to bring people in. It's another chord, and if you move it to there, it's another chord.
And in return, Davy gets a home, as well as a few families, off of his boat. For AK, I'm Diana Saverin.
The bottom two, or the top two.